your lunch. So first of all, after only a night here in Budapest, I have to say that this local organizing committee has done really just a wonderful job, and I do nominate them to hold this about every 3 months here in Budapest. So thank you to the local organizing committee for setting up a wonderful start of the conference. I want to talk a little bit what Nebraska is doing over the last couple months. Now, I'm not a hardware person, but so when everybody shows slides of what hardware they bought, this is what it sounds like to me. We bought more computers, we store bytes, and we have networking. This continues to be true for Nebraska. And a couple little bit of details in terms of what we're doing here. You know, our facility is about 35,000 cores, of which maybe slightly less than a third is the dedicated Tier 2. Again, about a third of the disk space is dedicated to CMS. And then about all of our really heavy-duty regular usage of the wide area network tends to emanate from our grid clusters, our Tier 2 clusters. So at least in that aspect, CMS continues to really push us. And we're happy to report we've had 100 gigabits in place for about 2 years, and we're now really regularly, kind of day-to-day, week-to-week, seeing utilization around 30%, which I'm pretty happy with. Things that were unique in the last hardware purchase, we have bought a handful of worker nodes, I think around 13 of them, that have 56 hyperthreads, 256 gigs of RAM. Normally for LHC type work, we have about 2 gigabytes per core, and these have closer to 5 gigabytes of RAM per core. So we're working to make this more accessible to CMS. And every year that goes by, I'm always amazed by how cheap networking has become. My admins tell me that I'm being an absolute cheapskate if I don't at least buy a couple 40 gigabit uplinks from each rack. And they tell me that if I'm reasonable, we should be all buying 100 gigabit uplinks anymore. So we're really happy to see really minimal blocking factors on our fabric. Since we use Hadoop and we embed the storage and the network or the computing together, that means kind of our day-to-day internal file system traffic is 200 gigabits. That's not really pressing things. We can go way up from there. So new shiny stuff happening at Nebraska. We're doing a lot more with our OpenStack instance. We're doing a lot of CVFS work, and we're going a bit container crazy. Our OpenStack, on the order of about 1,500 cores, about slightly less than a petabyte of Ceph space. It's about a year old. So as we're starting to see how users continue to challenge us, kind of things that we're seeing, I, for example, have been doing a Jupyter Hub instance for HT Condor training, where everybody who logs in gets a little Docker instance of their own personal HT Condor to play with. We are hosting a new OSG accounting service, which is based on Elasticsearch and RabbitMQ to string everything together. And this accounting service, I like to tell people, has gone full-out hipster DevOps. It's mostly containerized and mostly Dockerized in the middle, has a message bus, check, and there's at least one thing written in Go, so check. And then we actually kind of do a lot of our CVFS work on the OpenStack cluster. CVMFS, over the last 2 years, we've really spearheaded some of the extensions needed to expose and publish data federations. That means that we can really move multiple petabytes through CVMFS if we want to, and we can do this securely, so you actually require a X509 certificate to access CVMFS. So the one really heavy user of this in OSG, and we're looking to grow others, has been LIGO. And they've moved, you know, read several petabytes from CVMFS of their, of course, last year it was very sensitive data, but still quite sensitive. So in order to do this, CVMFS talks HTTP or HTTPS. We exported Xroot D, so we actually had to beef up our HTTPS offerings on site, and it's pretty typical to see us exporting HTTPS at 20 gigabits for these when they burst. As I said, we've gotten a little bit computing crazy. So if you're not familiar with American cuisine and seen a turducken before, this is when you take a turkey and then you stuff in a duck inside the turkey and then you stuff a chicken inside the duck. And then cook it and take a nap for a couple of hours. So this is how I'm thinking of our actual worker nodes these days. So we actually have moved the site last year, last summer, to RHEL 7. And when we did this, we actually upgraded to Docker containers. We were the authors of the original Condor C group code. We love that code, but we have to admit Docker has really wonderful tools for authoring images, and that's really where Docker has shined. So inside our RHEL 7 box, we start up CMS pilots inside a Docker container, and then CMS pilots start the individual payloads inside a Singularity container. So we have our full turducken and have three layers of OS images. So I'll be talking about that on Wednesday a little bit more. But that allows us to run pilots inside RHEL 6 or 7, depending on our preference, and payloads can then run different images than the pilots. So yeah, see my talk on Wednesday. We've been having a strong, we've had strong contribution to the OSG software area. OSG is wrapping up its second round of funding and working on the third round of funding. But as we're wrapping up, kind of one of the things that we've really started to emphasize lately is simplify, simplify, simplify. So we've been saying farewell to several of our old software friends over the last year. So for example, Graham has been removed from most sites for well over a year at this point and is getting pulled from the actual repositories. BDII was shut off at the end of March for OSG. And we have a bit of a simpler solution that's integrated into the Condor CE. As I said, we've moved the accounting service to Nebraska and replaced the centralized monolithic one. This used to actually be a horribly, horribly complex MySQL database that's now Elasticsearch. And sometime tomorrow, we actually cut over the DNS aliases, so we stop reporting things into the MySQL database. So if it looks stressed tomorrow, that's why. And then we've also replaced SRM, so OSG actually, and over the next year, we'll stop supporting any SRM solutions whatsoever. And most sites that were using Best Man have moved to Grid FTP and a load balanced virtual IP. DNS load balancing is not real load balancing. So we're also planning a few retirement parties. So again, we'll talk about it on Wednesday. But we are planning to retire GL exec support at our site. We actually have stopped invoking it, but we actually haven't pulled it from our Docker images yet. But that will be an important milestone at our site. Because without GLExec, we don't need pool accounts. CMS won't need 5,000 accounts, one for each user. So without pool accounts, our site authorization becomes a lot simpler. We don't need a centralized Java web app with a MySQL database. We actually can keep our relatively simple authorization. CMS is allowed. They map to CMS prod, things like this. Just maintain that with Puppet. So that's one big service that we will no longer have to run. Within the OSG, we realize VOMS admin, or VOMS in general, tends to only be used to keep track of the pilot certs. We don't need a large web app to keep track of pilot certs. We have some simpler ideas in mind, so we're looking to retire support for VOMS admin. And then locally at our site, we're going to stop using these 8-core pilots that are limited to 16 gigs of RAM and just use whole node pilots. So if it lands on a host with 5 gigabytes per core instead of 2 gigabytes per core, CMS will actually be able to utilize all that extra space. So that allow us to take advantage of some of these unique resources. As I said, we have lots of retirement parties in progress that will keep us busy through the summer. And then I think the fun summer project is going to be going container crazy. As we've dipped our toes in this area, I won't say microservices too many times in front of you guys, but as we start to build up all these services, we're starting to look more seriously at service orchestration and kind of watching what folks are doing with Kubernetes, for example. We're seeing serious decrease in use of X509 client certs. The light possibly is at the end of the tunnel. It's a very small light, but we're going to start looking at what it would take to replace some of our X509-based workflows with OAuth2 or Java Web Tokens. That's going to be looking very far ahead, but it, again, would be quite the milestone. We're looking to expand our usage of CVMFS for data federations and expand the use of HTTPS that way. And another fun summer project's going to possibly be integrating GridFTP and allow GridFTP-based writes into CVMFS, which would allow us to really integrate VLs such as CMS who write through GridFTP. So it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do we have any questions? Mm-hmm.